Greta Thunberg repeats claim she was kidnapped by Israel. By Simon Kent on June 10, 2025. Professional protester Greta Thunberg on Tuesday once again claimed she was kidnapped in international waters by Israel, repeating a previous assertion she and her shipmates aboard their selfie yacht were mere innocents caught up in a global game of Israeli espionage and intrigue. The 22-year-old, full name Greta Tintin Eleonora Ehrman Thunberg, also responded to President Donald Trump's overnight comments depicting her as an angry young woman and suggesting she should go to anger management class. Hearing the advice for the first time, the Daily Mail reports she hit back, "Well, I think the world needs a lot more young, angry women, to be honest. Especially with everything going on right now." Thunberg spoke to journalists at a Paris airport after being deported from Israel earlier in the day, as Breitbart News reported. France 24 reports she declined to sign a document stating she entered the country illegally prior to being deported. She and her anti-Israel compatriots also refused to view a video of the October 7, 2023, terrorist atrocity perpetrated by Hamas against Israel. Appearing for the media at the arrivals section of Paris's Charles de Gaulle Airport after being deported from Israel, the Swedish activist said she and her team had broken no laws, and called for the immediate release of the activists still in Israel, the France 24 report states. "I was very clear in my testimony that we were kidnapped on international water and brought against our will into Israel," she said. The 22-year-old touched down in Paris on her way home to Sweden after the Israeli Navy prevented her and a group of fellow pro-Palestinian activists from sailing to Gaza, as Breitbart News reported. Israeli forces boarded the charity vessel as it neared Gaza early on Monday and seized the 12-strong crew, including Thunberg. Breitbart News previously reported Thunberg and other people such as actor Liam Cunningham, who played Dodo Seaworth on Game of Thrones, and Rima Hassan, a European Parliament member, were taking part in the trip that was organized by the Freedom Flotilla. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.